Ally.com. Who's normal? Who's nuts? That's the question we love to ask on a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Henin.
I'm Steve Bakken.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm excited. A lot going on this weekend.
What was with that weather yesterday?
I don't know.
I'll never complain about hot, but it was...
I liked it.
Did you?
It was sticky. It would have been a great day to be on the river.
We're hearing about heat index now. You know, today, a little heat index around the state, so... We're going to be up there again as another hot one, but normal or nuts question has to do with the news we predicted on yesterday's program. We have a farm bill now. Everybody has been running around with their hair on fire saying, hey, U.S. House, hey, Kevin Cramer and Kristi Noem, and you folks, you passed that farm bill. Well, they passed the farm bill. In fact, the true, you know, portions that matter to farming and agriculture have passed the United States House.
Now the Senate administration can't point fingers because they didn't.
Well, they are, though, Steve.
But they did what they were asked. You got to pass the farm bill. You got to protect those farmers. Okay, well, we passed the farm bill.
But they passed it without this mammoth food stamp program, which, by the way, has doubled in the last 6 years. Is that nuts?
That's extremely nuts.
And by the way, the reason there's a controversy over it is because somebody dared to suggest a 3% reduction in the total amount so they could bring some reforms to the program. Does that sound heartless? Does that sound like wanting to starve children to you, Steve? What does that
No, absolutely not.
Here's the question we have for you. Who's right in this debate? I will say this. Republicans are awful at explaining themselves and trying to make the case for this thing. And the Democrats, quite honestly, win politically on this thing. They win. They win by saying, you awful John Boehner and the House Republicans and Eric Cantor and Kevin Cramer, you don't pass this bill. They win with that argument. Then when they pass the bill, they say, well, you guys are heartless. You're trying to starve people. You don't like the food stamp program. They win. But who's right? I mean, is
nobody wants to not help somebody that is down. But how long, how many generations have we been building a nanny state? Instead of helping somebody up, you're just helping them forever and getting them built into a system that there's no escape from. Nobody wants to be really, well, I would hope nobody wants to be on the government dole forever. You don't want to stand on your own 2 feet, take a little pride in yourself? Well, absolutely. That's inherent to most people's nature. I would think that would be the case.
Who's normal? Who's nuts? Whose side are you on in this debate? The House now has a version that is ag programs only, with, by the way, $2 billion in reductions. So there's actual reform. The direct payments that made people so mad. Hey, why do these checks go out? The direct payments are gone. I mean, there's reform in the ag bill. A lot of conservatives voted for it for that reason, that there was actually reform and a reduction in that. There was not, to speak of, in the food stamp program. So when we're broke as a country, does it make sense to say, hey, wait a minute, let's tighten this belt a little bit, let's reform, let's look. The program's doubled. Yet there is an argument that says, oh, you were for a 3% cut, you're heartless. You want to starve these people. So we want to know from you. The Plains, the Northern Plains, to have their say. You tell us who's normal, who's nuts in this debate, who's right, whose side you on. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you haven't liked us yet, check us out on Facebook. You can do that. Follow us on Twitter as well. Tell us who you think is right. We have a debate on this later in the hour. National Farmers Union will join us. We were hoping for Roger Johnson, a North Dakotan, who is the president of that organization. He was actually scheduled to join us, but he's sick today. So
under the weather.
Hope he's on the mend, but he's got his VP of Government Relations debating the folks from the Heritage Foundation. So we'll have a little knockdown, drag-out debate on this with a couple of experts from D.C. with opinions. But we value your take on this more than anything today in the program. So it is What's on Your Mind. Let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Am I nuts for... not paying much attention to the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman trial that seems to be gripping America?
No, I haven't paid a whole lot of mind to it either.
I mean, when I saw George Zimmerman's head early on, it looked to me like the guy got the short end of this stick and was defending himself, and I pretty much tuned out from that point.
there's a lot of other tragedies in this world that we need to focus on. I think that it is just one little court case. There's a lot of court cases. There's court cases every day. This one happens to be trumped up into the media.
Why?
Why? Seems to be blown up.
Do you think do you think Trayvon Martin was a young Norwegian boy that had been murdered down there?
No.
We'd be hearing about this?
No. Did we hear a whole lot about the Drew Shedin case other than regionally? No. Did it make national news? No. You know, tragedies happen all the time. Why is this one so big in the spotlight of the media?
Four letters. R-A-C-E. Race. It's a race. And what the outrageous part of this, you now have stories of the Obama administration pressuring the judge in the case. What are they doing in the middle of that? Did you know your tax dollars, Mr. Bakken, U.S. Justice Department paid for folks to go down and start protests in Florida and cry racism over this case? Your tax dollars.
I didn't know it was the federal government's job to incite riots.
That's the most chilling thing I've ever heard in my life. I can't believe it. Anyway, just a couple of things on our mind, but we want to know what's on yours. Tom and Minot, tell us who's right, who's normal, who's nuts in this farm bill debate there, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, another year and a half, 2 years, when everybody's running around hungry, we know who's crazy and who's not. You know, typically, historically, it's a bit of the biggest origin of fun. And I think we're looking at another one coming up. Bye.
Tell me what you got out of Tom there. He sounded a little like Charlie Brown's teacher to me.
Tom, if you can hold on for a few minutes, try to get a little bit better cell signal, and hopefully we'll come back to you in a few minutes, because all we got was the wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
I was really trying hard.
Bad cell service.
I was thinking maybe it was the heat in my ears or something that didn't really work from yesterday. You looked like you were getting it all, so I was counting on you to translate for me.
About every fifth word. Ish.
give me one
on
a radio five.
Too long anyway, so I'm half deaf anyway. So.
John in Sioux Falls, you're next on the Farm Bill. Go ahead on what's on your mind, John.
Yeah, that Zimmerman trial, first of all, the reason that's about race is because that's what the media and the president and the Democrat Party and all the race hustlers like Jesse Jackson and that other nitwit in New York City there want it to be. So, and I'm afraid he's going to get convicted of something. They're going to find him guilty of something just so people don't riot. Now, so far as the farm bill is concerned, I don't have a problem with them splitting it out. In fact, I think it should be. I think most of these bills should be stand on their own. If it's a good enough bill to, and it's needed, then it should be passed. And if it doesn't pass by itself, then you shouldn't be tacking on a whole bunch of other stuff to get some support from some other people that don't have anything to do with it.
John, first of all, I don't like Christmas tree bills anyway. When you have a bill for something and then you wind up sticking a whole bunch of other stuff onto it, right, that's wrong. Let things, I agree with you 100%, let things stand on their own. But do you find it rather ironic, John, that the argument before was, well, the farm bill's not going to pass unless we tie it to these nutrition programs, where now that it's separated, I don't think the nutrition programs are going to pass without being tied to the farm bill, at least in the Senate.
Yeah.
Is that ironic to you at all?
Well, we have a government, and especially that is trying to make more and more people dependent on the government so they can ingratiate themselves, they can keep themselves getting elected, and they can steal money away from the people who earn it and give it to the people who don't, so they can keep themselves in office. And as long as these people depend on them instead of themselves, they know they're in good shape, the politicians, and that's what they're working for. And we have, sadly, we have the Democrat Party's gone way overboard socialist. I'd say at least a third, maybe half of the Republican Party leans that way. So there aren't very many people left that actually have the like the underpinnings of how this country was founded, that you should, you know, kind of rely on yourself a little bit, that that what you do in life depends a lot. Your success or failure depends a lot on you.
You're saying you don't think that sentiment exists much more in America, or you think we just don't hear from them? I mean, to me, that you've described America. You've described everything that's great about America, and I think it's the vast majority of folks. I just think it's the silent majority, sadly.
I think that the people in this country are a majority. I said that the Democrat Party right now doesn't believe in anything but socialism, and sadly, the Republican Party, at least a third, maybe half of the people in Washington feel the same way, that they're borderline socialists. You know, hey, I don't mind the government when I'm in charge. The only thing I don't like is, the Democrats got us going into a brick wall at 100 miles an hour, and I'd like to slow us up to about 96. Well, what's the point?
John, appreciate the call. You know, I was born in Sioux Falls, McKinnon Hospital. Great. So fun to hear from Sioux Falls. Back to your calls, 800-228-0550 after the break.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's health and fitness club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken on KFIRE 550 and a myriad of stations around the region, including AM 910 KCJB in Minot, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, and AM 1090 The Flag in Tioga. I'm Steve Bock along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or email the studio, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Am I normal or nuts? I've been harping on this It seems like I started on the radio. Separate the farm bill from the nutrition programs. Well, it looks like the House did that. It's getting done. Now, who points fingers and why? That's the question. You know, the argument in this, the thing that's getting overlooked is, I think it's the nutrition people and the backers of the nutrition programs that needed the farm bill, not the other way around. This was touted as the farm bill needing the nutrition programs to get passed.
Well, what's going to happen now is the Senate version is obviously the two together. The House version is decoupled, right? So they have to agree to a conference committee.
It's going to have to go back to the Senate.
To sit down, and a vote on the final product will go back to both chambers, right? But first things first, the Senate has to agree, yep, okay, we'll appoint a conference committee and we'll do our part. Because they could go, no, we're not going to do it, it's too different. But then to me, the onus would all be on them. So John Holman put out a statement yesterday, the senator from North Dakota, saying essentially, hey, now let's go to work ironing out the differences here. They've done theirs, and let's get in a room and figure it out. But I don't think that's necessarily a slam dunk. We invited him to join us today on the program, and he was traveling. We have a request into both Senators Heitkamp and Hovind, because the ball now is in the Senate's court. We asked the question, who's right? We want to know which version ought to prevail and why. 800-228-0550. Here's some of your answers, by the way, on Facebook. Well, we'll go to Greg in Grand Forks first. Greg, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Take it away.
Well, we're talking about socialism here with food stamp program, and let me couch this by saying I'm a farmer. We are essentially bailing out and subsidizing farmers with the farm bill. I don't think there ought to be a farm bill. We're subsidizing some of the richest class of people in the United States. Farmers are by far a greater percentage of them millionaires than other businessmen. And we're going to bail them out again. And once again, I'm a farmer. I think they ought to eliminate the farm bill entirely. There shouldn't be a farm bill given, for instance, 70% subsidies on crop insurance. If you want crop insurance, go out to a private company and buy crop insurance. And it's time to end the whole program and stop fighting about food stamps and stop fighting about bailing out or subsidizing millionaire farmers.
Well, the program is radically different, Greg, than it has been. I mean, some of the arguments you make about the direct payments, for instance, going to farmers of significant means are gone. There's $2 billion in reductions in this. However, the argument, and your arguments can be made by one of our guests at the bottom of the hour here from the Heritage Foundation in opposition to the National Farmers Union on that debate, is obviously without a farm bill, you don't have a level playing field for growers in the United States. That, products you're producing go into a world market, and our competitors in that world market do things very differently and do opt out and say, hey, I'm not going to have a farm program, I'm not going to be a farm bill, would put the United States grower at a disadvantage in a world market. That's the argument.
Greg, the two are intertwined, though. The nutrition programs and the farm bill are intertwined in the fact, financially, if farmers fail, if they don't have that support system in there to make sure that they have the wherewithal to get through bad years and bad times, the price of food goes up. Well, what's that do to the cost of the nutrition programs?
The trouble is the original farm bills were to help struggling farmers to make a living and helps particularly small farmers. Well, that's not even the case now. They don't even have the gumption to limit payments. I mean, there are people getting millions of dollars a year in farm subsidies through subsidized crop insurance and other things. They don't even have the guts to do that, let alone help. And all the farm bills for the last 60, 70 years have never helped the small farmers. It's done just the opposite. It's driven small farmers out of business because it's the big farms that take advantage of all these subsidies and stuff.
Appreciate the call, Greg. We're going to keep rolling on this waiting, but I will tell you, there is an elimination of the direct payments. There is a $2 billion reduction, so I do think you need to look a little closer in the forms that were put in this farm bill that are different than the past. It's not the status quo by any stretch. I think, actually, growers have done their share, given the fact the United States is broke. What's amazing to me is that a 3% reduction and a reform of the food stamp program, which is 80% of those dollars, is treated as though the sky's falling. That's where the real problem is, in my view, and I think more people need to speak out about it, not let them win politically on this. But appreciate your input. See if others agree with you. John and Stanley, you're next. Your take on this, John.
Yeah, I'm just calling. I think it's a good idea. They took the food stamp program off the farm bill. I would have to say we got the fattest starving people in the world in North.
No. The new study came out. Mexico is now the fattest country in the world. We're number two.
That's good.
Yeah, so we got some work. We got to catch back up.
We're less pudgy than Mexico.
We're less pudgy than Mexico now. That officially came out yesterday.
Then you got Nancy Pelosi crying about all the starving children. Where's her outrage about all the abortions that are committed every day? Where's her concern for the children there?
No kidding. It is amazing, isn't it?
Think about it. It's a double standard. It's all political. This whole thing is political.
You know, the reason it's political, though, John, is because it works. I mean, if more people like John in Sioux Falls and John in Stanley would say, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. They wouldn't do it. They do it because it works. And why does it work?
Right. I'm not saying I'm not for helping people that need help. But maybe these people are going to have to go look for work like the rest of us.
The food stamp program in this country has doubled in 5 years. Doubled in 5 years. Well, you know, what else has doubled? Energy production in North Dakota doubled, but not much else has doubled, you know, and so a 3% reduction is cruel. That's ridiculous.
Okay, great talking to you guys. I got to get back to work so I don't have to go on food stamps.
800-228-0550 for your take. I promise a few Facebook comments. So here they are, Steve. We asked which version should prevail and why. No reason for the farm bill except pure welfare for farmers. It won't last, not if they stick with their professed philosophy. Maria says the two need to be separated and both have some serious revamping. John says there currently is a commodities program that I think is distributed by the counties. About 25 years ago, I worked for an organization of the mentally handicapped. My client was an apartment rather than a group home, and I was one of the staff members who came into his apartment to be with him. He needed 24-hour supervision. He, at that time, was getting food stamps, plus he'd received commodities such as pasta products, a gallon of container peanuts, gallon of container peanut butter, etc. This is how the food stamp program should be administered. It would consist mostly of dry goods.
Government cheese. You got to love government cheese. Blocks.
Cameron says separation is a poor idea. He's not for the Bakken Amendment. Ron says if EBT cards are being used at liquor stores and restaurants, you should turn those establishments in. Well, in some places, it's not illegal.
No, it's not.
No, I mean, they say welcome. So a few of your comments here on the separation.
Get back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Terry and Mandan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You got about 30 seconds.
First of all, look at all the transit money that's in the farm bill all the time for railways, for the sub-transit railway. Thank you.
Terry, give us a call back, would you?
Yeah, hold on, Terry.
Sure.
We'll get back to you after the break.
Yeah, stay tuned. Terry, stay on hold. Everybody else, stay tuned. Our debate coming up. What's on your mind? Don't go away.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at schwanncadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. Nutrition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dr. Peter Glidden, host of Fire Your MD Now, will be in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Wednesday, July 17th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. You've heard him say it on air, and now you're going to see him in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and he'll disclose the secrets to good health, and just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Fire Your MD Now, or call 715-650-0909. Again, Fire Your MD Now, or 715-450-0909.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Call 1-800-4.
Highway run to the midnight run.
What's on your mind? Let's get back to Terry real quick. Terry, finish your thoughts before we get into our guests.
Thought is all these years the subway transits have been subsidized through the Farm Bill. Now all of these far left liberals like Pelosi, Boxer, and everybody else have to show how much they've been getting all these years for their constituents through the farmers. By the way,
you're saying subway transit?
Oh, you bet! Look at the Farm Bill that's been in there for years. The subways are being subsidized through the Farm Bill. For the fees that they charge the transit people to get on a train in California.
You know, for no other reason, it's a good idea just for transparency purposes.
Exactly. Line item veto, everything stands on its own or fails. And everybody can say, I'm either left or I'm right, and it's out there for the vote.
Appreciate the call, Terry. Thanks. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Big question today we've asked is, the House has this version of the Farm Bill now that includes just the farm program, standing alone, saying they'll deal with farms, the food stamps rather later. The House obviously has them combined. Who's right? Which is the better plan? We asked that of our guests today, who join us from the National Farmers Union, an organization headed by a North Dakotan, by the way, Roger Johnson, who originally was scheduled to join us today, but is under the weather, Chandler Gould, who is the Vice President of Government Relations at the National Farmers Union. How are you, Chandler?
Good. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be joined also by Darren Baska, the Ag Studies Research Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. How are you, Darren?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Thank you both for joining us. So let's just talk about this, first of all, on what happened in the House yesterday. Chandler, how does the Farmers Union see this?
Well, the National Farmers Union has been very outspoken in our opposition to splitting the nutrition title off from the Farm Bill for multiple reasons. One, it's been a historic alliance that has brought urban and rural members of the Congress together, not only to pass programs for rural development and to make sure that we maintain a safe and affordable food supply, but to make sure that we have a safety net for our farmers as well as those who have fallen on hard times and have become food insecure.
So just because we've always done it that way, basically. Historic alliance meaning that politically it's worked.
Politically it has worked, but I think the other main thing, too, when you look at National Farmers Union and the 200,000 family farmers and ranchers and consumers that we represent, you know, everybody, whether it's because of a market collapse or a natural disaster or hard economic times, which we have gone through recently in the United States, a safety net needs to be provided. And so by providing one for those who produce food as well as those who consume food is a very logical marriage of two ideas. And the fact that both of these, the farm programs, the rural development programs, and the SNAP program are administered by the USDA. So you should do it in one bill. So historically, it has worked, and it makes sense to continue doing so in the future.
Darren Bass, Research Fellow in Agriculture Studies at the Heritage Foundation. What's the Heritage Foundation's take on this?
Well, on the bill itself, it's, you know, the Heritage Foundation wasn't thrilled about it, the House bill. But in terms of separation, that's something that is a, you know, certainly a victory, and it's certainly an important development. It's important to not to confuse the separation between food stamps and the farm programs with kind of the substantive reform of the different programs. The whole point of separating out the bills is so that each can be considered on their own, which they should be, because they're not the same, and they only exist and combined together for political reasons. There's no policy reason for it. It was done, it was combined in the 1960s for pure political reasons to get the votes and just to get something passed for the sake of getting something passed. It's not a good justification for trying to develop public policy that affects taxpayers and farmers and everybody.
Our listeners seem to be in that camp, that have meat stand on their own merits, and also seem to be scratching their head over the fact that the 3% reduction in the farm bill, or excuse me, in the food stamp program, which has doubled in size in the last 5 years, to provide for some reforms, makes some sense. Politically, however, it seems like Republicans have done a really poor job of defending that, because they now are being the ones that are being accused of being heartless to people who need the food stamp program. Darren, is this a political loser for conservatives?
Separating it out, it shouldn't be a political loser. They're doing the right thing by being able to ensure that good sound policy would be developed for food.
How about the debate over the 3% reduction in food stamps being a political loser, given the fact that they seem to be on the short end of that political argument, at least?
Well, I think a couple points. One is that there's been a lot of – there's an impression that just because they passed this farm-only bill that somehow they're being inconsiderate to the – or not worried about food stamp recipients. And that's nothing to do with anything. They'll have a chance to think about to discuss a food stamp bill down the road. As relates to the cuts, well, there's not much of a cut with a food stamp policy, with a food stamp program, and Republicans certainly do need to make that, communicate that message very clearly that this isn't a cut, that there's spending on food stamps has increased dramatically over the last few years. And all it is not, it's not a cut per se as much as a cut in the projected massive increase.
But Chandler, Farmers Union disagrees, right? I've seen quite the rhetoric from your group taking a strip off Republicans for these reforms and reductions.
You know, and to go back to our other guest's comment, both of these bills were debated on their merits on the House floor, and it failed because partisan amendments were brought into this discussion. So SNAP was debated as a title on its own. You move through the farm bill title by title. There were major reforms done to agriculture. They eliminated direct payments. They, you know, they streamlined conservation payments, and they reduced funding for renewable energy, which is something NFU is a big supporter of. And then they also turned around. They increased category eligibility, making it more difficult to get onto the SNAP program. And then they cut $20.5 billion out of the SNAP program. So there was reform for the conservatives to be able to latch onto, but it didn't go far enough for them for the majority to even pass the bill. So to say that the two bills have to be separated in order to be debated on their own merits, clearly you need to watch the floor debate, because they were. There were 5 to 6 amendments that were proposed and passed for the SNAP program that made it even more reformed for the majority and the leaders there. So to say that there wasn't reform and they weren't debated, I think is an incorrect statement. And we are concerned, you know, as we move forward, that to make sure that everybody always has the availability of food in the richest country in the United States. And to bring these two bills apart, I think, is really the main way that the extreme right is trying to do to dismantle our farm programs, as well as to dismantle our risk management programs and safety net programs for the food insecure.
Chandler, I look at this from a transparency standpoint, and being able to go through this and the merits of the farm bill can stand on the merits of the farm bill, and the merits of the nutrition program can stand on the merits of the nutrition program. The thing with the nutrition program, it's mandated to be funded. The farm bill side of that was not. where does that lie now politically when you have a program that's mandated to be funded? The argument last year when I started talking about this and looking at the merits of separating the farm bills was, well, the farm bill won't pass because it needs the nutrition programs because it needs the urban votes. I think it's the other way around. I think the nutrition program needs the farm bill, or the nutrition program is in jeopardy.
You know, I think when you look, let's just look at some numbers here. First of all, the Farm Bill has not been signed into law at all. We're a long ways from that. We still have to go through the conference process with the Senate and the House. You still have to appoint conferees. We still have to get it past the president because, unlike 2008, should the president veto this bill, we definitely do not have two-thirds of either chamber, much less both, to override a veto. So to say that the Farm Bill is free and clear now that the SNAP program has been taken off of it, I think is a very, very long shot. Then when you turn right around and you look at SNAP, it's so interesting. 23.1 million households in this country are currently participating in the SNAP program. And let's keep in mind that's predominantly children, the elderly, and working single parents, and those who are disabled. So that's who we're talking about here. Of that number, 1.6 million of those households are in rural America, places like the Dakotas, Montana, Minnesota, in rural America, living on reservations like with the American Indians. And so this is the number we're talking about. 86% of those who actually qualify for SNAP in rural America participate. So there's still another 14 or 15% of rural Americans that qualify for this program that don't. So you would think that there would be more support between both parties when you really look at the per capita use of the program between rural America, which predominantly votes Republican, and more urban centers, which vote Democrat. But that's not the case here.
Well, Darren, I want to get you in on that quickly, and then we want to go to what's going to happen here on this, because you obviously have two significant differences. Is there going to be a conference committee? But, Darren, go ahead on Chandler's point on the food stamp program.
Well, this idea that, I mean, the whole point of bringing these bills together is so that they can just get shoved through the process. The idea, and that's why we haven't had reforms every 5 years, year after year, we don't get any type of reforms. And if you are concerned about food stamps, and you're concerned about farm programs, then why not actually separate out the two different provisions, which are very distinct from each other? It is, after all, called a farm bill. It should focus on the agriculture side of things. And the food stamp provisions should be focused on food stamp provisions. And then actually thoughtfully discuss those issues. It has not been thoughtfully discussed on the floor. And it just kind of, the reason why you combine the rural vote and urban vote is just to get it through. And that's why it happened in the 60s and why it continues to happen now.
You have, to me, a indictment on the horrible stewardship of the economy in the fact of what you've described, Chandler. And to have the program double in 5 years is something the vast majority of our audience in the Dakotas goes, well, wait a minute here. Reform it. It's out of control. It's growing way too strongly. Obviously the need has grown. Nobody, left or right, says to heck with people in need. The question is, where's the line on need? Where do you draw that? And can you find some savings in that program without it being labeled draconian? That's the battle. And that's where I think Republicans really fall down and do a very poor job of just being boxed in that corner. So they're being heartless because they aren't going along to get along and let this program continue to grow. But, Chandler, do you understand how folks here in the heartland see that as enormous, unnecessary government waste and growth?
Well, I think what we need to look at, though, is the fact that the program has grown does not mean that the program has fraud or is not working correctly. So the program has grown because the need has grown. So it's a much more of a systemic problem across the entire economy. We've just come out of one of the worst depressions, I mean, almost similar to the 30s, and so many people were out of work and looking for work. And so the program did ramp up, and CBO has projected that the program is going to ramp down because the economy...
Chandler, we're up against a break, Chandler. And Chandler, Darren, we're going to hold you over and come back after this. More on the separation of the food stamps, the nutrition programs, and the Farm Bill. And your calls, Chris, after this on What's on Your Mind.
After these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. So guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're talking with Chandra Gould, Vice President of Government Relations at the National Farmers Union, and Darren Baxt, Research Fellow in Agricultural Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Your phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
We hit 80, by the way, in Bismarck already.
Already?
81 degrees in Bismarck.
And sticky.
79 Fargo, 75 Grand Forks, 73 Devil's Lake, 73 Minot, 73 in the oil patch, Williston and Tioga, 70 over in Dickinson. So there you go.
Chris in Bismarck, what is on your mind today?
Hi. Okay. You're saying that food stamps are supposed to be going to those who are legitimately in need, and the SNAP program is supposed to be for those who are legitimately in need. In 2006, I had my first child. My wife and I, my current wife now, and I were not married at the time. Okay? I was working a landscaping job from 7 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, working for Coca-Cola from about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon till anywhere between 10 o'clock at night and 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I was delivering papers from 2 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the morning. I did that.
God bless you for busting your butt.
7 days a week, okay? We went in. Our kid was sucking down a $45 can of formula every 4 days. Okay, all we wanted it was enough money to cover some of the costs of the formula. That's all we wanted. We went in, my wife went in and applied, and she did the right thing, and she put down my income and that said that I was living with her at the time in our apartment, and we were denied food stamps because we had $400 too much in our savings account, and I made too much money. My wife was on maternity leave at the time, so she had no income. But they told us we had the $400. I made too much money, and that we had the $400 too much in our savings account. And we're like, well, we pay our rent in 3 days, and so we'll only have, you know, $40 left in our savings account. Well, no, you can't do that, is the answer we got. The lady behind the counter told my wife flat out that I had to quit one of my jobs in order to qualify for the program.
And let me just interject
here. So hand up.
Chandler, that's exactly what ticks people off when the Farmers Union and Nancy Pelosi and President Obama run around and act like somebody's hair is on fire because we're going to try and put 3% in the way of reforms into the food stamp program.
But did you listen to what the gentleman just said? He falls into a category where it sounded like he was working three jobs and had a newborn and still did not qualify for SNAP. But then you've got the far right saying, let's cut the program even more. Let's make it even harder for this gentleman to get on the program.
I don't think that's what they're saying. I think they're saying let's get it to people who need it and get rid of the you know, add some reforms to it. You know,
exactly. And I think the point of this Darren Basham Heritage, the point is, first of all, when we have it, this is exactly why we should talk about food stamps on its own, because there's waste and fraud in the program, and for someone to actually have to give up a job to become eligible is absurd. And the whole point is to actually try to encourage work, and that's something that has to be looked at. And the idea of these cuts, I should just point out that in the last Farm Bill, it was rejected this SNAP program, which is the food stamps, projected to cost about $406 billion over 10 years, it's now projected to be about $772 billion. That's about a 90% increase. The costs are skyrocketing. All that's being projected, all that's being that the Republicans would like to do here would be to reduce this massive increase. And you could do that simply by reforming the process and the system so that the money is going to the people that actually need it and doesn't go to people that don't need it.
Gentlemen, we're running up on time here. I want to get one more phone call in. Tim and Dickie, what's on your mind today? Tim, go ahead.
Oh, yes. Well, I guess what I have to say is, as far as separation, I think they absolutely need to separate the two bills out just because they're totally different in my mind. And I guess that I can speak, and I'm kind of biting the hand that feeds me because I work for a farmer. But I know that I would qualify for those programs, and I just think that there is really a lot of largesse that is in the SNAP program. I'm sure I would qualify, like I said, according to my income level, but I don't want to. You know, I'm not interested in that. I'm willing to work hard. But my comment is kind of philosophical, I guess. I was thinking about the safety net of the farm program and all of this stuff, and I'm 26 years old, and I would be the farmer if it wasn't for those safety nets that keep the poor managers involved, I guess. I'm kind of a independent voter, so maybe I'm kind of a nut, but I don't think so.
Tim, appreciate the call. Glad you shared. Quickly, from each of you, what's going to happen now? What given the difference in the Senate and the House version, will there be a conference committee, Darren?
That's the million-dollar question, and how it's going to work. There's so many different variations that could happen. Does the House pass it on a food stamp bill? Do they not? What do they go to conference with? So it's really very hard to predict. I'd like to, but I just can't.
Chandler, quick prediction before we let you go?
Yeah, if I could predict that, I think both of us, both your callers would have different jobs. But the Senate, you know, I think we're, one or two things could happen. They can conference the farm programs only and either force the Senate to take deeper cuts to accept their nutrition title. The House could possibly pass a nutrition title sometime in July and marry it back up with their farm program and continue towards conference. Or we are going to be staring another extension directly in the face, which means we would lose about another $4 or $5 billion out of our baseline for all the programs, regardless if you want them split or not. So
there you go, folks. There's the scenarios, and appreciate the information from the guests. More of your calls when we come back. Anthony and Dickinson wants to weigh in, and to our guests, thanks for our latest on the update of the ongoing medicine for bad smells, odor mints. That's right, and it works. Here's Daryl from his New Zealand, North Dakota company to tell you how great this product works in getting rid of those terrible smells.
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Our company, based out of Zeeland, North Dakota, manufactures the product and distributes it worldwide. It uses chlorine dioxide, and chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer, and it actually will destroy the odor molecule. We don't put fragrances in our products, so what we do is we actually destroy the odor so it does not come back. We actually offer a 100% odor-free guarantee. If we can't destroy the odor with our product when you buy it, we'll give you 100% of your money back.
Great deal for you if you use promo code SCOTT, 10% off your order and free shipping. Call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go to StopSmellNow.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.